KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have dense fog here in Atlantic, and it's 32 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Visibility down to 0.2 miles here in the Atlantic area. There is a dense fog advisory in effect for the entire KJAN listening area. Most of the counties, that is in effect until noon. The far west and southwest counties, that should expire at 9 a.m. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. As you may have heard during Heartbeat today with Jim Field and Tracy Marshall, the rules regarding use of your driver's license as a form of ID at the airport are changing, even for domestic flights. The Department of Homeland Security will begin enforcing what is now a 10-year-old law called the Real ID Act, which set new regulations for sufficient ID for air travel. Passengers have long had to use their federally issued passports for international trips, but for millions of Americans, that may now extend to flights inside America as well. Only 22 states are in full compliance with the law. Many have been granted extensions that will expire by October the 10th or earlier. However, four states have not received extension, meaning their residents will be out of luck beginning January 10th. In the Midwest, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin are in full compliance with the law. As I mentioned, many other states have received temporary extensions through October the 10th, while Illinois, Minnesota, and Missouri are not in compliance at all. You can view the full list of states in compliance, those that have received extensions, and those not in compliance at a link on the news page at KJAN.com. Just look for this same story. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports this morning 34-year-old Cynthia Ann McIntosh of Orient was arrested Wednesday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for probation violation. McIntosh was being held in the Ringgold County Jail without bond. Elsewhere in state news, there's a border war over speeding tickets issued by the traffic enforcement cameras in Sioux City. The state of South Dakota is now blocking police in Sioux City, Iowa, from getting the addresses for South Dakota license holders caught by speed cameras on Interstate 29. Matt Konekamp, policy advisor to South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard, says the block took effect on Wednesday.
We'll be redacting information that the Sioux City Police Department can obtain when they access our system.
A South Dakota law bars police from sharing vehicle information with private companies that collect fines from tickets issued by traffic enforcement cameras. However, the advisor to South Dakota's governor said Sioux City Police have been giving that information to Redflex, a private company that manages Sioux City's speed camera program.
When that bill became law in July of 2014, we immediately began to curtail the uses for our information from, you know, companies like Redflex. It later became apparent to us that Sioux City had found a way to obtain this data and provide it to Redflex.
South Dakota officials say the data block will not prevent Sioux City Police from getting the information they may need.
We are giving Sioux City access to our dispatch, and so they can contact dispatch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to obtain any information that we have relative to a criminal matter. Additionally, I think it's important to point out that if Sioux City were looking for a felon in South Dakota, South Dakota law enforcement would be engaged, and of course they would have the address.
Sioux City used to issue $168 speed camera tickets, but the city council voted last month to lower the fine to $100. A lottery official said there was no jackpot winner in the drawing for a Powerball prize Wednesday night that was worth an estimated $500 million. The winning numbers drawn in Wednesday's drawing were 2, 11, 47, 62, 63, and the Powerball 17. Power Play was 3. Kelly Kripe, a spokeswoman for the Texas Lottery, said no one matched the numbers for last night, and that means the estimated prize for Saturday's drawing is $675 million, the largest jackpot of any lottery game in U.S. history. The odds of winning are 1 in 292.2 million. State tax receipts over the past 6 months are up just 2% compared to the same period last year. Jeff Robinson, a senior financial analyst for the Legislative Services Agency, calls that modest growth.
As we head into the second half of the fiscal year, growth will need to accelerate.
That's because a three-person panel of financial experts is predicting the state tax collections will grow almost twice as much, by 3.8%. That estimate is what the state budget plan for the next fiscal year is to be based upon. The data on state tax collections just for the month of December is a bit muddled because the Thanksgiving holiday was so late in November. While the state's Treasury actual cash receipts show a dip of nearly $26 million last month compared to December of 2014, Robinson says that's off by about $42 million.
In reality, December 2015 was a mildly positive general fund revenue month.
The 2016 Iowa legislature convenes Monday, and legislators from both parties acknowledging coming up with a state budget plan will be difficult. Former U.S. Representative Tom Latham of Iowa says he's been diagnosed with a form of cancer. The former Republican congressman wrote on his public Facebook page Wednesday that he was diagnosed recently with a form of lymphoma. His post, which he linked to his verified Twitter account, says he's working with doctors and there is a treatment plan, but he didn't release more information. The 67-year-old Latham said in the Facebook post that he is confident he could beat this and be back to full speed soon. Latham was first elected to Congress in 1995, and he retired in 2015. He represented different sections of Iowa during his multiple terms. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are fighting for the favor of many of the same undecided voters across Iowa. With the caucuses approaching February 1st, even some of the most attentive Republicans say they can't make up their minds. An overwhelming number of would-be voters say both Cruz and Rubio are in contention for their support. Their policies, personalities, and presumed ability to defeat the Democratic nominee in the fall are all under close examination. Donald Trump comes up often as well, as do retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. People in the early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire are notoriously late deciders, and the fact they have a dozen contenders to choose from is making their decision all the more difficult. Republican candidate Ted Cruz supports a five-year phase-out of the so-called renewable fuels standard that sets annual production levels of ethanol for the country. But Cruz says Iowans are being snookered by the RFS.
You know, a lot of corn farmers, a lot of people in Iowa have been led to believe by the lobbyists that the RFS is the Holy Grail. But the RFS ensures that Washington remains front and center. It ensures that corn farmers have to go on bended knees to politicians in Washington seeking their regular support and mandates.
Under current federal law, the Renewable Fuel Standard, or RFS, will end in 2022. Cruz co-sponsored a Senate bill in 2013 that would have triggered a five-year phase-out of the RFS. He said a better answer is improving market access, and he promises as president he would end federal regulations that effectively prevent refineries from making higher blends of ethanol, like E15 and E30. Cruz has been trailed this week in Iowa by America's Renewable Future. That is a pro-ethanol group that's headed by Eric Branstad, the oldest son of Republican Governor Terry Branstad. And Cruz is taking issue with their efforts.
Now, I recognize, particularly as our campaign has gained more and more support, as we've seen conservatives uniting behind our campaign, that a coalition of lobbyists and Democrats have gotten together and are spending an awful lot of money trying to convince you that Ted somehow opposes corn farmers. I'll tell you the straight truth. It is utter nonsense.
Eric Branstad said Cruz started the caucus process by calling for an immediate repeal and has been swayed by Iowa farmers. But a spokeswoman for Cruz said the senator first called for a gradual phase-out of the RFS nearly 3 years ago. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.